You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hey, and welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, Merry Christmas, or maybe it's Happy New Year, depending on when you're tuning into this episode. It is certainly a holiday season, the holiday episode. Now, I want to know where you are listening to this today, because I have visions that you're driving on a summer holiday. It's usually the most common place that people listen to this podcast. Or maybe you're on holiday, and if you're a Kiwi, maybe you're at the Kiwi Batch on the beach, or maybe you're sunning yourself on the Gold Coast if you're in Australia. But if you're in the US, you're probably freezing cold. It's winter. I love that we all have such different experiences of the holiday season. So, first of all, I actually wanted to say thanks to you guys who have reached out to me, mostly via Messenger. It's really nice actually getting some messages from the people who are tuning in and are really enjoying the topics that we cover and the people that we speak to. So I do love hearing your feedback. So keep it coming. I do appreciate it. So I'm keen to hear from you at this time where you're listening to this podcast. Are you on holiday sitting by the beach relaxing? Are you at a desk ready to do work? Like what does it look like for you? Because here I am in my office with my sound equipment, and for a while I did the podcast from my wardrobe. I know it sounds crazy, but there's lots of soft furnishings in there, but I ultimately couldn't handle sitting on the floor. So I'm back in my office with my podcast set up. So I'm keen to know where you know where I am. Where are you when you're listening? Okay. Well, holiday times for me, I absolutely love holiday times because it's a time that I actually get really creative. And of course, I love spending it with my family, don't get me wrong. My kids, actually spending some quality time with them. We're spending some time with my mum, with my dad. I've got two dads. I'm super lucky. And as much as I love hanging out with him, better not forget my husband, him too, as much as I love spending time with them all, I can't help but slip into this sort of crazy creative zone. You know, creating some space and changing routine allows me to think. Long walks on the beach, sleep-ins in the morning, and it's usually where I dream up all sorts of things that I want to do for the year. In actual fact, it was the Christmas holidays that I dreamt up the idea and decided to start the Salon Owners Collective in the first place. It was a really rainy Christmas holiday, and we went camping right at the top of the North Island of New Zealand, where it's supposed to be super sunny, but we had a terrible rainy time. There was no Wi-Fi. We were in a campground, and I had nothing to do except for think. Amazing things happen when you've got time and space to think. So it's an opportunity. I want you to harness these holidays, but it comes with a but. I want to save you from yourself. Now, I'm speaking, of course, from my own experience, but I too am just like you. I was a salon owner. We are made from the same cloth. And I want to save you from yourself, from shiny object syndrome. Watch out for it. This is a word of warning. Christmas holidays are full of great shiny object ideas, and we set elaborate goals and massive dreams for the year coming, right? I think often we overestimate how much we can achieve in a year, but we underestimate how much we can achieve in 5 or 10 years. So be kind to yourself, and I want to give you some sanity tips for these holiday periods, just three, to keep you sane over the break and when your creative juices start to flow. So, sanity tip number one, back to basics. Now, I have this really simple method called start, stop, and continue. One of the best ways to reinvigorate your business is get back to the basics of what works best. Now, it might sound a little mundane, but I want you not to make the mistake of skipping over it. So one of these things that you need to do while you're sitting on that beachfront over the holidays, revisit your business plan, hone in on what has been working, and get rid of anything that hasn't. So like I mentioned, I use the simple method of start, stop, continue. No, I actually say stop, start, continue. something like that. Anyway, you get the gist. Review your major milestones, the events, the successes from this last year. Here are some good questions to ask yourself. So if you are driving, you'll have to come back to this and note these down. Things on paper are more likely to get done. All right, here are the questions. What salon goals did you not achieve this year and why? What stopped you? What was constrained? What team goals did you achieve? But also, what team goals did you not achieve? And get that on paper. Look, trust the process. Which type of revenue do you want to grow? Now, I want you to think not just a group total revenue, but what actually moves the needle. Like, total sales is not enough of a driver for you just to grow sales. You need to know exactly what parts of those sales are going to move the needle so you can make sure that you make the most impact. My advice over the years is actually less is more. Narrow the focus, laser focus, make impact. And a scattergun approach is exactly that, scattergun. You've got to be really specific and do less. Less is more. Have laser and narrow focus. And as creative entrepreneurs, that's often really hard for us to do that, especially when we suffer from shiny object syndrome. Okay, here's another one. What percentage of time was each staff member booked or busy or productivity? And how can each one of my team members make more impact? So pinpoint what worked really well in your business and those things that are no longer serving your current or future purpose. Label the activities with a continue or a stop. Like, these are the things that I'll keep doing because they're working. I think too often we throw out the baby with the bathwater and we don't look back and, you know, it's December and we don't look back to April and go, what was working in April? We need to do that again this April. And look for things that you did back in April that didn't work and make sure you don't do those again. Based on how well you're moving towards your goal, create some space for things that you want to start. And because you've already filled up your agenda, if you will, with things that you're going to continue, you've removed some things that you're stopping, you'll know how much space you've got to start new things. And decide on what those new things are based on things that are going to push your business to the next level. If you start without a plan in place, then now is the time to make one. All right, sanity tip number two, unlock freedom and leverage your business. So a dream without a plan is just a wish, right? So usually it's a dream or a vision of how we can do it better, do better hair, do better skin, deliver a bit better service, and even earn more money is what drives us to open our business in the first place, or to buy our salon, or to open a new business. But somewhere along the way, we lose that vision because some days start to feel like a fuzzy nightmare more than that dream that we created in the first place. I see too many salon owners forget to keep that dream in front of them and get stuck in the weeds of serving clients, managing the drama of the team members, the stress of it all, the long hours, the family complaining, and the overwhelm starts to set in. It consumes them and it consumes the dreams, and the shining light that got us to open the business in the first place starts to fade somewhere far in the distance. Now, some of us achieve our goals, but then we forget to redefine them or reset new, bigger, more wild goals in front of us. And it's this lack of clear vision or dreams means that we actually just float about in the wind, and shiny objects can come and get us and take us off our course and off the path. Those that can keep the dream in sight and keep it firmly in front of them, alive, you know, with its shining light, are the ones that move forward. Keeping your eye on the prize and subsequently not getting caught up in the shiny object syndrome that distract us from our true potential. Remember the scatter gun? We have to have laser focus. Scatter gun is exactly that, scatter. It's when salon owners have clarity in their path that they have their absolute best life, their best business, and have the strength to navigate the gauntlet of business. Because let's face it, nobody is telling us that business is easy, right? Now, it might seem really simple, but you've got to keep clear on where you are going. You can't just hope that it's going to be awesome and next week's going to be better and I'm going to have more time tomorrow. Clarity has power. It's so powerful. You think you're so busy, and then clarity slips. You're not focused and you want to succeed. So I want to give you a couple of things that you need to know to get clear on. Who are you in business? What is your personal sweet spot, your zone of genius as a human being? Because we shouldn't step out of that. When we start to try and do things that are outside of our zone of genius, they stall, they slow down, and we don't continue with momentum, and projects get dropped half done. How exactly will you make more income this year? Where will it come from? Who will make that income? And who do I need on my team to achieve the goal that I want? I think we don't look forward enough, far enough in advance to plan in advance who we're going to need in our business as it grows. It's scary to do that because it's a leap of faith. We don't know if in 4 weeks or in 4 months or in 8 months, if we can really pull it off, but we have to take a leap of faith and get ahead of ourselves. Remove the constraints. What holds back momentum, you know, because it's us. It's us and our fear that gets in our way, and we create our own constraints, and it stops us from creating forward momentum. So once we're clear about who we need on our team to help us grow, because I guess the thing that I haven't mentioned is that you can't do it all. You cannot wear all the hats. And if you've got clear vision about where you're going, then you're going to know who you're going to need to get there. How are you going to attract them? Who should they be and who should they not be? Now, I want you to separate marketing and sales. Sales is how you improve the income once the client's in the chair. It's, you know, it's achieving more per person. Once they're in the chair, how will you give them a kick-ass experience? And if that is an amazing experience, will you be able to upgrade and deliver more than what they were just booked in for? Because it just doesn't stop there. Just because they rang up and they booked an appointment or online booking or messenger, wherever it is these days, that's not the end. That's the beginning. Otherwise, your team complain that they're not making their target and they want a pay rise just for showing up. They haven't done a client yet. Now, marketing gets more people in the business, so you need to have both. Marketing gets the people in the door. Sales gets the results once the client is in the chair. Those are two key factors that you need to think about next year. How will you get clients on demand when you need them, so you're not sitting around desperately twiddling your thumbs and wanting to get clients in tomorrow? Because tomorrow's too late. Tomorrow's gone and done. You want to be able to be in a place where you've got more clients than you have team, because then you're going to have to go back to your rock star team strategies. I get a little bit excited about this. Your rock star team strategies and employ new people. Your role as the CEO in your business is the ever changing points of constraint. You know, you'll just solve one and another constraint will come up. So you need to be free to manage and navigate through these different changing times of your business. Because as soon as you solve one problem, the next one will arise. And that's not a problem, it's a constraint. I don't see it as a problem, but it is a problem when you don't have the time, the clarity, or the ability to navigate that. So here's sanity tip number 3. Use these holidays in this slow period to set yourself right for the year. So I know that you can scurry around and make shit happen. And most people freak out about the quieter January. Everybody's already talking about it. January's quieter. What am I going to do? I'm going to panic because sales are down. But you're missing an opportunity. So you know that every January is quiet, right? So why get into a flap? Prepare for it each year. It's no surprise that January comes after December. And harness the opportunity to plan the year. Sort yourself out. Make a strategic plan. Make 2019 better. Make it different. Now, you could look at it and say, well, January is already pretty much booked for our type of industry. Is it too late? No, of course not. But a short-term loss, like slightly less in January, allows you to plan for a long-term gain. If you want to make massive impact in 2019, then imagine you did $5,000 less in January and you just actually took some time out. You stepped back and you put a plan in place, and then you were able to do $15,000 more in February, March and April because you actually had your shit together and you had a plan and you had the time and the space to implement it. Take time to reflect, reevaluate, set fresh goals. Getting ahead requires you sometimes to take a step back and spend time working on the business, not just in it. Now, the hard bit is when you're in the low point to grow for the next rocket-fueled period, right? That's hard. You've got to manage your brain and know that I'm doing this strategically. I've done this several times, actually. Pulled back on a program, pulled back on doing clients, both in the salon, both in my coaching, so I can take a step back and take a hit for a month. Get my shit together and launch something that's three times as good the following month. You are your biggest constraint. You need to invest in some time in you and your business. Like go away for a week in a log cabin in the woods. Not that we have any log cabins in the woods here in New Zealand, but, you know, like the idea is get away. Best you can. If you can't get away, find 3 hours several times. Like a couple of days in a row allows for space. You need to create space. Get out of your own way. You either control too much by overthinking, thinking you can't trust people to do the things that you need them to do. The right people, you can. You need to let go. Go over the right people, of course. The problem is when you're too in the weeds and you can't see what's going on or where you're going, you've lost sight of your dream. You need to pull your head out of the action and get a bird's eye view on your business. Now, a holiday is the best time to do this, right? You're already on holiday. You're already away from the business. Dream without a plan is just a wish. You have to unlock that freedom. Now, you may have holiday plans already, but I want you to create some space, intentionally create some time, then focus on the discipline to get it done. Put systems in place. Anything you need to repeat, you need a structure to put it into place that somebody else, you can automate, delegate, or delete it so it's off your plate so you can be free to step into being the CEO of your business. Start small if it feels like a big constraint to create lots of time. Ditch the shiny objects. Laser focus. Too many balls in the air, you don't do anything well. So you need to stay the course and complete and refine the things that work, the things that you're already doing. Start, stop, and continue. Create the space, create the time, and use the discipline to get it done. You're a visionary. I totally get that. And most visionaries, most business owners need an implementer in their business so you can stay in your zone. So I know that I work best if I can start something, I can design it, I can put it into place and I'll get right in the nitty gritty and I'll work super hard for something new and shiny. But as soon as it's on repeat, please kill me now. I don't want to do anything on repeat. So I need to pass that over. And I know that about myself. So getting in touch with where your zone of genius is and where you work best is most important. Okay, let's recap those sanity tips again. Back to basics. Back to basics. Start, stop, and continue. Do a quick review of the last year. Start, stop, and continue. Take the things that worked and continue to do them. Stop doing anything that didn't serve you and create some space to start something new. Sanity tip number two, unlock freedom and find the clarity about the vision, who you are, where you're going. You need to do something differently this year. Be different, do different, and leverage that clarity and get out of your own way. Step into being the CEO. Sanity tip number three, set yourself up right. Get out of the weeds. Get into the clouds. Forget January, forget December. Whenever you're listening to this, you know, it's done. Focus on the other 11 months and make them killer. Step into becoming the CEO of your business and move away from earning by the hour. You know, as a stylist or a therapist, it's not serving you for the long term, for the big picture. Now, of course, you have heard of my freedom and profit formula. That's why I decided to create it, because it has been so powerful and it continues to live so strongly in my own life, even in this world. Now that I'm serving salon owners like you to do the same, I'm still living the freedom and profit formula myself and going through these exact same things over again. Now, I've transformed it this year and redone the guide, and I really want you to read it. Even if you've read it in the past, I want you to read it again. You're on holiday, you need some inspirational beach time, bedtime reading, so download it. And then I want to invite you to come and join the Salon Owners Collective Community Group. I've made it just recently, especially for you, for those that are ready to move away from earning by the hour, step into their dreams, refine the vision, and, you know, make your wish more than a wish and into a plan. Now, I'll put the links on the show notes of this episode so you can get the guide, come and join me in the group. Or now, at the beginning, I invited you to come and tell me where you're listening to this podcast on your holiday. Come into Messenger. But when you're in Messenger, the link to the guide and the group is in there. So I look forward to seeing you inside my group. Have a great holiday. Use it well. And I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.